now we want to hear from our coordinator of the first 2020 Solidarity Action, Cheryl Spencer of the Palo Alto, California branch. Cheryl has accepted the huge responsibility for coordinating a Wealth US-wide response to this looming anniversary, and her team has been very busy reaching out with ideas for activities branches can carry out pertinent to the three themes, and asking for feedback from branches and members. On July 3rd, all of our WELP branches received an email from Cheryl explaining the overall concept of the Solidarity Season and the planning process. She's asking to hear from you during the month of July, the final month for preparations for this huge anniversary. Cheryl, can you tell us about the interlocking topics and the way that this one milestone connects with many of the means and current issues we're working on? Your mic is open.
Yes, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is Cheryl Spencer talking to you from Palo Alto in California. We have a team of 16 WILFers working on this solidarity action. And because there are so many topics that we wanted to cover, we're calling it a season of solidarity. And you heard the three themes that are the main themes of the actions, which is the global ceasefire, the founding of the UN, and the 75th anniversaries of the bombing of those two cities in Japan. Came up with six interconnected topics and two recommended tactics from a longer list during one of these phone calls on June the 11th. So what we're doing is we're encouraging branches and at-large members to select one or two or three of these topics to use for planning focused actions. Those actions should start around August the 6th and continue on. We are suggesting all the way through to the International Day of Peace on September the 21st. I've been corresponding by email to all the branch contacts as listed on our website. Need to hear back from these branch contacts as I take you through the planning steps. Very important that I hear back from you to make this whole planning work out. So we are going to, we would like in the end to hear what actions you are going to be taking. And to help you choose some actions, we're actually going to provide you with some resources. And these activities that we are going to be suggesting that you'll be hearing about in a short while are many that can be done as you sit at home if you have to shelter in place. But we do hope that you will be telling your local community about your activities, because the whole purpose is to emphasize the need for nuclear disarmament. Here are the six topics that we've chosen. First three are the themes I just mentioned, then which we will all study and work on at the beginning of August. But after the 9th of August, we'll move on to some other topics, such as militarism and how it robs funding from basic human services, such as healthcare, and how the military has a bad effect on climate change, and how the military bases devastate the land around them. So carry on a little bit about treaties from our last action in October last year, and we will certainly be concentrating on the treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons. We are actually now up to 39 countries have ratified it, and 11 more, and it'll become the law for those countries who've ratified it. The last thing we'll concentrate on after the 9th of August is the possible resumption of nuclear weapons testing, which is being threatened by the White House. Two tactics that you will be hearing about from us by email is the concept of having a peace fast, that is, not eating anything between August the 6th and the 9th. Now, that's rather a long period. It's 4 days to fast, but the people organizing it have said we could actually fast for a shorter time. But the whole purpose is to let people know you're fasting and that you are doing it to encourage nuclear disarmament. Then there's another international activity called the Peace Wave, where an organization in Japan will tell us, well, we'll take our information on all our actions and put them in a big database and then tell the world, you know, at 9 o'clock on the 9th of August in Des Moines, Iowa, they're going to be ringing a very large Japanese bell. So the activities will wave across the globe between the 6th and the 9th of August. Now, you've also, just this afternoon, I emailed all the contacts, all 41 of you, six documents telling you what you can do with those lovely peace cranes that you received through the mail a few weeks ago. And in a moment, Eileen Kukowski and Sandy Thecker will tell you a little more about using these cranes. So if your branch only does one solidarity action this year, we encourage that it be to use these peace cranes and to advocate for nuclear disarmament within your community and, of course, at your congressional representatives' local offices. So we have made a graphic design which is to unify all our efforts under the same visual theme. And if you want to go to the Google Doc and go down to about page 5, you will see it. If you scroll down on the Google Doc, you will see this graphic that we've designed to try to bring attention to the main themes, which is it's Hiroshima Nagasaki 75. There's a global ceasefire that we're actually is having quite a bit of success, we're told. The Security Council even agreed to it a few days ago. And then, of course, at the top, no one wins a nuclear war. This is a slogan that we think everybody should understand, that the nuclear war is never won because everybody will suffer. So the branch contacts have already received a copy of this, and I'm asking branch contacts, you'll see that it says, put your branch name here and your branch email, for example. So each branch contact needs to write back to me and tell me what they want to see there. We have a professional designer, and she will put your branch name and your website or whatever it is you want, and we will provide you then with your own personalized PDF file and also some JPEGs of the same thing. And then you will contact a print shop in your vicinity who could make it, if you want, into a 2.5 by 6 feet banner. Or we've made a version that works very well with a lawn sign. And then, of course, with the JPEGs we'll send you, you can put those on 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper or into your own flyers. But the most important thing is to get back to me, and my email is on the text pad, and the branch contacts have it. Please get back to me as soon as possible so we can get these files to you. And if you're a member at large and want your own personalized sign with your name on it, then please write to me also, because our professional designer is happy to personalize as many signs as we wish. You're not obliged to make a banner, but we do hope you will use this design to put on your Facebook, as you do tweets and when you use Instagram and stuff like that. So the most important thing is that the branch contacts keep in touch with me. Please read the emails I send you. Please reply to them. And eventually, right now we're sending you resources via email as attachments. Eventually we will have a website on our a web page on our the section of our website called Our Work. It isn't there yet. We've decided to concentrate on writing the resources now. Eventually, some of them will appear on the website. Now, Eileen's going to tell you about, she came up with 14 different ideas of how you can use those peace grains. So, Eileen, would you like to tell everybody about your ideas and the stuff we sent them this afternoon to help them carry out these ideas? Thank you, Eileen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Cheryl. Cheryl, excuse me. Am I on? Just want to double check. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, hi, I'm Eileen, and my job is to stimulate your creativity and using these really pretty paper cranes. I really like that our cranes have come in so many designs and colors, and that I think I have found already giving them out that there's one for everybody. There's always a color or a design that everyone finds they like. So there was something missing, though. I thought something more was needed to explain what the crane represented, so I made a message saying, never again, atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. 75th anniversary. I printed the messages onto strips of different colored papers, you know, 22.5 by 3/4 inch, that can be made into rings or left as is as strips. The message rings or flat strips and the cranes can be strung from needle and thread an inch or two apart from each other and hung on a tree branch, a hanger, or by adding a small pin, which I've been doing a lot of, attached to clothing or a hat. And as Cheryl has mentioned, everything I'm saying is on the attachment she's already sent out. When I give out paper cranes to friends and activists and at rallies, the crane pins are pinned to a half sheet of paper explaining what the crane represents and asking people to support the Norton Bill. You know, that's the Proposition 1. I also ask they sign the Hibakusha petition, providing the link. And I end with a question. What would you like to see done with the $1.3 trillion plan to update U.S. nuclear stockpiles? Other activists and Wilfers are hanging strung cranes on inside their car, on their mirrors inside. Or they're setting up large 75th anniversary signs on trees, clotheslines, or posters in public places, or their yard, and asking people to sign the Hibakusha petition to ban nukes. They often welcome signers to take a crane or a crane pin. In fact, one neighbor town here from me has already gotten 100, and they are actually making them. They're enjoying it with kids. If you live or work in a two-story dwelling and the weather permits, extend several strings of cranes from one window to another vertically or horizontally, and in the window display our banner message, no one wins a nuclear war. Here we were going to put a 3D GIF cranes on the side, you know, those little 3D ones that we got on the sides of the floating candle lanterns, but found for storage sake, we had to glue a flat image of a crane on one side and then our message, which I've already shared, on the other side of the lantern. One branch is decorating a park gazebo with hanging cranes and floating lanterns in their park pond. Some Wilfers have made crane necklaces. I'm making a very large crane to put on a paint stirring stick for rallies. Now, for me personally, I'm really devoted and into this. Personally, I leave a crane pin in a mass by my door with my house keys so I won't forget them when I go out. But because I just thought of making earrings from the cranes today, I may set earrings there too. And the directions for attaching those to a stud is very simple. But I'm also going to be on a webinar, a Zoom call. It's actually a cable TV thing this Saturday. I'm going to wear those earrings. So with all my sharing, I hope these ideas stimulate your creativity. Check out our research sheets. And if you have any questions, I do welcome calls, better than emails, by the way. That's it. Enjoying, I hope.
Thanks so much, Eileen. Those are great ideas, and I'm betting that if given a little time and thought, we might even come up with our own.
You bet. I hope so. That's the idea.
Yeah. Sandy, can you talk about what we're suggesting for branches to how they might display or string those cranes together? I know that you've prepared a document about it. Can you tell us more?
It's on the Google Doc.
It is. It's you have to skip past paper crane instructions and go to making a crane of 20 small piece cranes to get to the document I wrote. And just above the beginning, there's a picture of if those of you who didn't get the box, so you don't know how they came, it was mind-boggling. I mean, it's a box of 12. I mean, I counted them roughly. I had 1,200 in my box, and you think about that. There were, I think, how many branches? 40-some branches of UWS. So that's 50,000, you know, cranes right there. You know, one little 1.5-inch cranes. They're small, but they're, I mean, it's mind-boggling that they were able to, that these Japanese people, including Hibakusha, who actually worked on these too. And so, I mean, and another thing I learned is that one of the reasons that they aren't all just colored paper, some of them are like made out of wrappers of candy wrappers, and I thought maybe gift wrap. I thought maybe it was just to recycle, but it also, I think, comes from the story of Sadako Sasaki, which, for those of you who don't know the story, because this is where the thousand cranes idea became an international movement, is the story of Sadako Sasaki, who was a Japanese girl living in Hiroshima when the atomic bomb was dropped, and she survived it, dropped on her city on August 6, 1945. In 1955, at the age of 11, Sadako was diagnosed with leukemia, a type of cancer caused by the atomic bomb, and I think it's even called bomb cancer, translated from the Japanese. So when she was in the hospital, Sadako started to fold paper cranes, because in Japan, there's a belief that if you folded 1,000 paper cranes, then your wish would come true. And she was a runner and had competed in track and field, and she wanted to be able to run in a race, and so she kept making those cranes, and she actually did make 1,300 cranes, but then on October 25th, 1955, at 12 years old, she died. And so her friends and classmates raised money to build a memorial in honor of Sadako and other atomic bomb victims. And the Hiroshima Peace Memorial was completed in 1958 and has a statue of Sadako holding a golden crane, and usually also with thousands and thousands of paper cranes around it. And at the base is a plaque that says, "This is our cry, this is our prayer, peace in the world." So anyway, I made these, they came, if you look at the picture, they came as, they weren't completely made into cranes. I think partly because shipping would be easier, they wouldn't get messed up. So, but then they did have a, they had an example of sort of just nesting those together, which is fine if people want to do that, but for our branches, we thought it would be better to have them look like cranes. I mean, it would convey the message better. So I made instructions of how to first fold, finish folding the cranes so they look like cranes, and then how to string them. And one of our other members, Deitcha, came up with a great system, very simple system, of stringing them so you can slide them along the string and string what I'm suggesting is 20 cranes on one string. And so there's the, you know, there the instructions. And when you get the instructions in your email, a lot, there's a lot more pictures. So it shows you exactly how to do each step. And it has a picture of the final, it also has a picture of the final one chain. So, and, you know, it's a lot of cranes, it's a lot of cranes to string. So I would recommend that you recruit people to help you. I've recruited a number of teenagers, children, grandchildren, neighbors, kids, who, you know, it's actually pretty fun to do, and it's great for them to be part of this. So that's what we're doing. And what our two branches decided to do was to, we wanted to display them, but given the pandemic, it was hard to figure out where and how. But I went to two independent bookstores in Oakland and Berkeley, California, which are open, but you can't go in right now. You can order from the door. So, I mean, we had no idea what it'll be like in August. But, you know, they are storefronts. They have glass storefronts. And I asked them if we could display, you know, starting in late July through late August, do a display in their front window. And two stores in very highly trafficked areas agreed to do that. So our plan is to try to do 1,000 cranes for each one, but as many as we can do. And then with that, put the banner that we did, that Cheryl was just talking about, information. I like Eileen, a lot of the information about what little, what people can do. And then, but we're also going to put a little thing about the story of Sadako Sasaki, because, I find, you know, you say 229,000 people were killed. I mean, to hear one story of a little girl who, you know, who went through all of this and still, you know, is now a symbol of peace in the world, we thought would be more powerful. So that's what we're going to do. So if anybody, after you've read my very careful instructions, if you still need help, be sure to contact me, email me, and we can either talk on the phone or I can try to explain it better. But I think it's pretty self-explanatory. So that's it.